We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The first words on the line are Oy Loi Teku. So to Gemara, Boi Menei Rav Yechon Rav Yana. Rav Yechon asked Shaf Rav Yana, Takrevis Avodah Zechavim Shel Eichlin, Mahu. We're talking about Takrevis of Avodah Zechavim. Now, Takrevis is not bottle, something that's brought as a offering for Avodah Zarah. The halacha is not bottle, but besides for the halacha of Bittel, there is a halacha of tuma as well. That there's a halacha that all avodah zarah is tuma. All things that have is avodah zarah is tuma. The shaila is if there's a bittel could work to metar it at least. It can't work to make it mutter, but it could work at least the bittel on it could work at least to take off the tuma. Takrevis zechavim shel oichlin mau mi mehanyu lebittel tarinu metuma oilai. So if Mar has a kasha with the boyle kalim, why don't you ask a shayla by kalim? Does bittel take over tuma? Mar says kalim with the boyle. Even the istay tahara b'mikvah tuma nami batla. Since it's always easier to take off tuma of kalim because it has tahara b'mikvah, so therefore here its mikvah is what bittel. So therefore, of course, the bittel takes off the tuma. And like Rashi explained, just like the bittel takes off the iser, it takes off the tuma also because we find tahara by kalim. Kikom boyle oichlin. The shaila is by Eichlin, that there's no tire in a mikvah. Could bittel work? Break the Gemara to Barley Avicham Gufa. Why don't we clear the Shabbat Avicham Gufa? The Gemara says, Avicham Gufa alone Barley. Avodah Zarah itself, the example would be someone was mishtachavet to bread, to Eichlin, and it became Avodah Zarah itself. That's not a shaila if the tumah comes off of Shas bittel. You know why? Because there it's bottle. So the Gemara on base, Leim Barley. Kiven the isura bottle, tuma nami bottle. Since the is bottle, so the tuma is also bottle. Kikom abayale, what is the shayla? Takrevis of chavim shal eichlin ma'ahi. Kiven the isura, since takrevis, the isur of takrevis, the isur of isur on takrevis loy bottle. Kidder av gidder, like Gidl says before, that since takrevis is similar to mesim, ma mesim in a bottle, this was not a bottle. So that just like the isur is not a bottle, tuma nami loy bottle. Eidilma. Is it the rice loy bottle? Is it the rice of avodah zarah loy bottle? But tuma drabanan, the whole tuma on avodah zarah is only drabanan, like we said. So maybe that's bottle. Take it. We blab with a shayla. So it comes out a few Rashi. The sugya goes like this: that if it's kalim, since kalim are shayach in a mikvah, so for sure the bittel works on that. And then the Gemara says, even avodah zarah the bittel works on. So the truth is, you didn't have to come on to the mikvah part because once you said later on that avodah zarah is bottle the isura and therefore it's bottle of tumah, so by kalim also. So why did the Gemara have to come on to the mikvah? So if you Rashi, that's a little bit of an aura. So we look at the top tosfos is like this: kivin isura bottle, like avodah kalim leel lekamahachi. There we say that it does work. There we say it works because it's tired of a mikvah. Why don't we say there because isura bottle? Zok toisvus, top toisvus, on the base of base, the mayor became shall takrevis of his chavim, shalim bittel. The like appears a kuntris, shastam shavim lover his chavim. Not talking about shamshav his chavim. Because that's basically the Gemara says later on that Avodah Zarah itself, because it's bottled the Asura, for sure it's bottled the Tumah. The chidush by Kalim was, even though the Isser is not bottled, still the Tumah is bottled because the Yeshu Tahar Mikvah. And the whole Shah is by Oichlim that are not bottled, takrevis of Oichlim that are not bottled, what's the dim of the Tumah? Is it bottled or not? That's the Gemara Shiloh. And the Gemara blogs are the Teiku. But even Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul me Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul asked the Shaf and Rabbi, Kalim Shim Shubem Beis Chanyav Ma'ah. What is Beis Chanyav? Beis Chanyav is, Chanyav was the son of Shimon HaTzadik. There was an argument between him and his brother who should be the Kohen Gadol, and they did not pick Chanyav, so he ran away to Mitzrayim, and he erected a Mizbeach over there, and brought Kabbonis there. And it's Machlekes in the Gemara and Menachos, if this was Shem Avodah Zarah or Shem Shemayim. Either way, it was Aser, because even Shem Shemayim, a bum was Aser. But the Shaila was it Avodah Zarah or not? That's really the question, was it Avodah Zarah or not? So the question is like this: if you have Kalim, you have these utensils that were used in the Bama of Beis Chanyav, could I bring that up and use it for the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, the Shaila is only if Beis Chanyav was not a Avodah Zarah, because if it was a Avodah Zarah, it's Pashut, it's also like the Gemara will explain. Kalim Shishamshu Ben Beis Chanyav, Ma'u Shishamshu Koyin Beis HaMikdash. Could Ma'u Shishamshu Behen, sorry, Beis HaMikdash. Could you use those Kalim Beis HaMikdash? Become a boyle, leave the mandiyam based chanyav, lav based of his chavim. The whole shayla is only according to mandiyam, a whole based chanyav is not avodah zarah. Because if it's avodah zarah, it's pashut that it's aser, because avada, if it was used for avodah zarah, it can't be used for gavaya, that's pashut. The tanan, zogtim are the tanan, kahanim shashimshu be based chanyav, lo yishamshu mikdash rishlaim, vein etzarach loim adavacha. Kahanim that were Meshamish Beis Chonyov, and we're going quoted by the Yom that it was not a Avodah Zarah, because you see, Ve'in Sarachon Leva'achar means Kahanim who serviced and did work and did Avodah in the Beis Chonyov, they're not allowed, these Kahanim come disqualified from doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though Beis Chonyov was not a Avodah Zarah, Ve'in Tzarach Leimah Leva'achar, it's posh, if they worshipped Avodah Zarah, they were Kahanim for Avodah Zarah, it's posh, they can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Shaila is like this. What about the Kalim? Do you say like this, Kahanim would consider Banam Shem Neidenu? Do make a Knas on the Kahanim that even though Midaraisa they should be kosher because they didn't do Avodah Zarah, they only did worked on Obama, but since they worked on something that was also, we make a Knas. But maybe Dafka, they can make a Knas on people who are Bnei Dei, they should have known better. Have a Kalim, but no Knas on Kalim, like. Maybe it's across the board. If the Kalim, just like Kalim for Avodah Zarah is also the same thing, Kalim that will use for Obama, so that will also be also the same idea. And basically the Shaila is that is there a Knas to the Araisa or not? That's really the Shaila. That by Avodah Zarah Mamish, if Avodah Zarah Mamish, the Kalim be also. Do we make a Knas by Obama, which is also? Do you make it a knas or to the raisa of the kelim ha'asa? That's really the shaila. And we say, by a kohen you make a knas because they didn't have a kelim not. Amalei, so he answered, hasurimim, the lachad, you cannot use those kelim. And I have a pasuk in Nach about this, but I forgot where it was. I forgot. That's what Rebbe answered. The answer is that it's also. You can't use those kelim, even though it was only used for Obama. You cannot use that kelim in the Beis Mikdash, but I forgot what the makar was. Eisvei, Mar Zakash, Eisvei. The pasuk says in Nach, pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, is talking about Achaz and Chizkiyo, the son of Achaz. Achaz was a terrible Rasha, and he was Eved Avodah Zarah, even used the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah. And Chizkiyo came and cleaned out all his Avodah Zarah from the Beis HaMikdash. And says in the pasuk, Bez Kol HaKelim Asher Zniach HaMelech Achaz B'machusoy, and all the Kelim that the Achaz HaMelech was his niach, which means he was marching it made into Avodah Zarah. But Ma'aloi, what did he do with it? Heichanu v'kdoshnu. V'inam frames v'rasham. They did something to it. Now, what does that mean? So the brayz, the taich of the brayz. So Eisvei, it's not a brayz. Eisvei is a kash from a pasuk. He asked from this pasuk. So he asked Rebbe from the pasuk of Kol HaKelim. So it says in the pasuk, but that heichanu v'kdoshnu. What does that mean? My love doesn't mean hechanu the tefillinu the betayvelet tekdashu. They made it kolish again. They like Rashi says shechozrum u'mashchum Hashem and Amishcha. Al ma'isiv me'akivin the mederais loy mitzri. Here mederais those kalim that Achaz used of Avizara were not also mederais. Why the hekdashinu? Ve'enot ma'is dovshen shloy. You can't ask something that's not yours. So inu nami loy gozru laya. Therefore the Chazal didn't make exera on that either. Lav ne'dem it's not ne'dem there's no knas. So it would bring a raya against Rebbe. Rebbe said, it's aser because you made a knas on the kalim. Here you see, not like that. Because these kalim, midaraisa, they were kosher. Why? Because it was not long, they're not belong to achas, belong to hektish. And you can't ask for something that's not yours. Still was saying that, and so Rebbe still said it was also. Rebbe should be also in this case. And still was saying over here, that's mutter. Because they see, not like Rebbe. Rebbe holds the Kalim also. Here, we see since the Kalim, midarais are mutter, even the Rabban the mutter. So Rebbe says, Fakarat, thank you for reminding me of the Pasuk. You have ruined time to the Pasuk. You turned my Veda. That was the Pasuk I was referring to. And you know what time to the Pasuk is? Hechanu shegonzenum v'kedashnu. It means they hid it, they buried it. They had to get rid of it. V'kedashnu v'kedashnu v'kherim, other kelim instead of it. So if I care at the opposite, this is a raya, Rebbe holds, this is a raya to him. Because what a chizkiyo do with Achaz's kelim? They destroyed it and brought new kelim in. That's what hechanu v'kedashnu means. They buried and they got new kelim. So you see clearly, even though midrash the kelim, nothing's chal on it. Still, the kelim is also. So this is Rebbe's raya. That's asurim. This is a pasuk that was raya to him. So let's bring a raya to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's also because it says in a Mishnah Masechtas Midos, it says that there was a beis hamoikod, and which on the right side of the Mizbeach, of the Mizbeach, but the right side of the Beis HaMikdash as well, the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Moikot had four different little corners, little rooms in the corner of the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Mizrachis Sefonis? The northeast corner of this Beis HaMikod was Ba Gonzu Beis Chashmonayis Avni HaMizbeach Shoksu Anshe Yavon. This is where they buried the stones from the Mizbeach that the Anshe Yavon defiled by making it into Avodah Zarah. They made it L'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, they took those stones from Mizbeach and put it into that room and did not use it. So what do you see? You see, L'chaira, that, you'll see in a second, we'll see it tomorrow. We're trying to bring a raya that L'chaira there, that it's also, you see that the Avonim can't be used. It's a raya to Rebbe. Amar Papa, Hosam Kra, Ashra V'Darosh. There it's a different pshat. There, the reason why the stones were also is for a different reason. It's not because knas. There, it's also midaraisa. We're trying to make a riot to Rebbe that even though it's muta midaraisa, it'll still be also. Now, what we say is muta midaraisa. The reason why it's muta midaraisa is because it's not theirs to make it also. The Yavonim don't own the mizbeach to make it also. It's not theirs, so midaraisa should be muta. Lamaisa. And so we find that they put it into this room. They held it was also. So it's a riot to Rebbe that even midaraisa on his mutter, midarabon, they make a knas after that. Mor says, no. There, the mizbeach became also midaraisa. Why? On our papa, hasim, kra, eshcha, darsh. There's a pasuk that they darshan that says that it could be chal on the mizbeach, issa deraisa of a vezar. The chsib says in the pasuk, of baba pritzim vichilua. It says that the goyim went into the hechel, and therefore the kalim went into chulut. Because that says v'chilua, they dashed that the past that because it went into chulin and it was hefker, they were kainit, the Yavonim were kainit, and it was like theirs, and therefore it became really avodah zarah. Because when they attacked the Beis Hamikdash, v'chilua became chulin. Sa'amri, now they came back, the Chashmonaim came back. What should they do with the mizbeach? Hechinavid nitbarinu. We should get a goy to break it and make a bittel. We know a goy can vatal avodah zarah. The problem is, you can't use those stones afterwards. Why? Because Avonim Shleim was a Rahman. You need smooth stones. If you break it, it'll be jagged edges. It won't be smooth. Okay, so why don't you smooth it out? Now I'll use barzel. Now I'll use metal on the Mizbeach. And I'll use any iron or metal on the Mizbeach. Because barzel is made to shorten the life of a person. And Mizbeach lengthens the life of a person. So you can't use barzel. Vamai, so I have a better answer. Okay, vamai litvrinu, break it, and that makes it not avodah zarah. Vilishkelinu nafshav, and bring it home. Why do we have to hide it in the Beis HaMikdash? Why can the goyim have a goy break it, make a bittel? Ah, you don't want to use it for mizbeach because the stones are not shleimer. It's good. We'll bring it home. Vilishkelinu nafshav, bring it home to use it for chulin. Mila amar vayisha bekushi. Mila amar vayisha. He said about a member like this, that they wanted to really be goinis all the gold and silver in the world because of the gold and silver of Yerushalayim. Of Yerushalayim. Because we're worried that it's all Kaddosh. And the Mara has a kasha, what do you mean? You think, because most of it's hektish, but they think it's Rav Da'ilam, Ravina Bar Yerushalayim, Havaruba Da'ama. You think Rav of the Kesef Zav in the world comes from hektish of Yerushalayim? Elam Abaya, no. Bikshu Lignois, Dimra, Hadriina, Tiraina, Shifa. These are two type of coins that were exclusively used in Yerushalayim. Tivash Yerushalayim. Shifa means it was rubbed out. The Hadrainus coin and Tarina coin that had pictures of this Roman generals on it. And they were and Shifa means they were rubbed out, but those were in circulation. They came from Yerushalayim. So they wanted to be going as all those Caleb, because we're scared that it came from Hektish of Yerushalayim. It said about Pritzim v'chilua that Pritzim came v'chilua made it go l'chulin. So what's the kasha? The state of the Gemara was the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that they hid the mizbeach. So you see that there's a knas in the rabbanim. Gemara says no, it was a deraisa. Ad kan that Gemara. But then Gemara's new kasha. Why didn't the hedyotis, the regular yidin, just take those stones, be vatal v'zar and take it? Why didn't they do that? On that, and we have a precedent to that. We find that they wanted to ask all the kesef azov coins, all special coins wanted to ask because of hekesh, and they came out no. So you see, you're allowed to use those coins. So why, by the mizbeach, couldn't the regular people take it home? So my answer is no. Hasam lo yishtamshu b'legavaya. Those coins were never used legavaya yet. So therefore, a regular citizen could take it home. He's used this for mizbeach. It's not erech ara for a hedya to use it, and therefore there had to be goyinis the stones of mizbeach, even though technically a regular citizen could have took it. We know a goy. Before we learned a difference in a goy and a yid. Legabe, what becomes avodah zara? Do you have to worship or not? Now is a new discussion. A goy can be mevatel his own avodah zara and his friend's avodah zara. V'Yisrael ain't mevatel his chavim shel chavim. A Yisrael cannot be mevatel someone else's avodah zara, and of course he can't mevatel Yisrael's avodah zara because there's no bittul b'chalal on Yisrael's avodah zara. But Yisrael cannot be mevatel a goy's avodah zara. V'Yisrael ain't mevatel his chavim shel chavim. Hamevatel his chavim mevatel bottles meshamshah. The meshamshim a bottle, which means anything that services the avodah zara, consider subordinate and bottle and tuffle to the avodah zara. So therefore, when you make a bittul avodah zara, all its kalim come bottle automatically. But bittul meshamshah, if you battle the meshamshah, the things that service the avodah zara, meshamshah mutarim, that becomes mutav. He asur, but the avodah zara itself is still asur. We're not talking about takrevis. The takrevis never becomes bottle. We're talking about meshamshah, things that service the avodah zara. So if you battle avodah zara, automatically the service items become bottle because it's tuffle to it. If you battle the service items, the service items are bottle, but not the avodah zara itself. Zok tegemar masdei Rabbi l'Rishim v'Rabbi. Rabbi was learning with his son Rabbi Shimon, and he said over the Mishnah, that a goy can battle his avodah zara and his friend's avodah zara. Amalei Rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon told his father, Rabbi, Shonish Lonu b'Yadusa. When we were younger, you taught us oivicham mevatel oivicham shloi v'shal Yisrael, that he can battle his avodah zara and Yisrael's avodah zara. How did he teach it to us in the old days? The Yisrael Mikum Avatla was some by Sosaksev. It says that you have to be goyniz, like Lurta Amar Aleph, you have to be goyniz the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, and you can't be a Vatla. So how do you say that a goy is a Vatla? Om Rav Hilabrei, the Rav Alis, Lenitzcha, Shyeshla, Vashutvis, Shutvis. It was a Shutvis and Avodah Zarah between Yisrael and a goy. So by Yedusa, he held that the goy can Vatla his chalik and Yisrael's chalik. Why? I was my Kasava. What did he hold when he was younger? What did he hold when he was older? But Yaldusa Sava, when he was younger, Rebbe held Yisrael, Adait Avicham Palach. Yisrael's only worshipping his Avodah Zarah, Adas the Goy. That means, Kozman the Goy is worshipping it, then my worshipping is worship. If not, then it's Batal Mafreya. Sava Yisrael, Adait Avicham Palach. Kino Chom Avatal, Nav Shem Avatal. Since the Yisrael, the Goy is Avatal, the Nafshei, the Yisrael Nav Avatal, Yisrael's Chelik is also Avatal. Why? Because once the guy denounces the Avodah Zarah, so then the Yisrael never had a mind to make an Avodah Zarah in the first place. So it never became a Yisrael's Avodah Zarah, because only Tali, Mittel Tali, was tied to the idea of the guy. Once the guy holds it's not Avodah Zarah, it's not Avodah Zarah for Yisrael either. Therefore, it will be Avatal. That's what he held. Ubizaknusi Sava, Yisrael died to Nafshei Palach. The Yisrael worships the Avodah Zarah because his own Das, and therefore, can vatal oivichav the nafshei. The only kavatal is on avodah zara. The Yisrael leibalta can't vatal. The Yisrael is chelik at all. Ike demas the law sefer. Some say this discussion of Hilabrei the Rabbi Valis on the sefer. It says in the sefer, Yisrael ain't a mevatal oivichav the nafshei. Yisrael cannot mevatal the avodah zara of a goy. So the Gemara pshita is pashit. Avada he can't mevatal the avodah zara of a goy. We know what he can't. Yisrael can't mevatal the avodah zara of a goy. The Kamash belong like this. Yisrael can't vatal his chelik, but the Yechavim. He can't vatal his chelik or the Yechavim's chelik. The guy at least can vatal his chelik. And you don't say, just like the chelik of Yisrael, the guy can't vatal, so maybe he can't be mevatal lechatzoim. The answer is, he could be mevatal. That's a chiddush. That the guy could be mevatal his half of the shutvis. Now, Ike the Masla Abraisa. Some have mastered this Rav Hillel Bar Valis on Abraisa. Shim Rasi Aimer, Rishchav Shal Yisrael, Ein Levitei Alamas. Yisrael can never be bought. What's that Alamas? My Alamas. Rav Hillel Bar Valis, Yitzchal, Yisrael, Rishchav Shal Shutas. The Chavim has a Shutas, has a Yad in Yoav Adizara. But Kamashon Yisrael died to Nafshe Palach. The way I have him, you know, that the guy can vatal Yochel Gosa because he has a Yad over here. Like we said, maybe Yisrael's Tali in the guy. Kamashon Yisrael worships his own Avodah Zarah and it's not bottle. So in any case, Lefi, the first and third pshat, the ikke chiddush of the Agamar is that the goy cannot vatal the Yisrael's chelik. And you don't say the Yisrael's tali in the Avodah Zarah. In the middle portion, there's a chiddush for the Avodah Zarah's chelik itself, the goy's of a chelik itself in the Avodah Zarah, that maybe you would say, since he can't vatal the Yisrael's half, he can't vatal his half, Kamashwan, it could be mevatal his half.